That's how we do it. You know I'm here with my Dream Scene family, baby.
Hello, and welcome to the Dream Big Network Business Podcast. I'm Rocky Miller, and I am the founder and CEO of DBN. The purpose of the DBN podcast is to bring relevant and insightful business and professional development topics to all of the dreamers out there looking for practical information to help turn dreams into reality. Today, we'd like to welcome Sylvester Grant, a.k.a. Sincere.
Appreciate it.
Sincere, your company is Blockprint.
Yes, sir.
Welcome to the show, my brother.
Appreciate it. P-R-Y-N-T.
P-R-Y-N-T.
Not I-N-T, Y-N-T. And the Y is for you, because Blockprint is about, it's about you. But yep. What Blockprint means is I want to help you put your plan on the block, whatever your block is, whether it's real estate, whether it's digital marketing, whether it's you have a brick and mortar, whatever your block is, I want to be able to help you put your print on that block.
And Sincere, before we start to that point, just can you give our audience just a little bit, share a little bit about yourself and then elaborate a little bit more on Blockprint as well too.
A little bit about me, man. Born and raised Denver, Park Hill.
I was born.
Yes, sir. Hillside.
I was raised in Park Hill.
25th and Curry, Hillside. Yes, sir. Then moved to Aurora just before middle school. Graduated high school. They sent a pooped a little bit in college. Had a couple years in college. Did not finish. Went into the secular work, field from there. I've lived in a couple career fields. I've been a telecommunications specialist. I've been a mortgage loan processor as well. So I've done a couple of things in the secular field, and then have been on this entrepreneurial journey. And off and on, man, honestly, for well over a decade or so. You know what I'm saying? Started doing Amway. At 18,
yes.
Network marketing. You know what I'm saying? That was my first business thing. There, I had some success though. I've done a number of network marketing companies as well. Trade currencies into crypto. Now I'm definitely moving in this AI wave.
Awesome. And actually, to jump into that, what drew you into this field or this industry, and you know, starting this business?
I'm gonna tell you, bro. Real shit. Oh, first off, let me tell y'all. Audience, I'm a colorful speaker. You know what I'm saying? I speak authentically from the gut. So sometimes that does include cursing. So, you know, we might need to give a parental warning out with this one. But honestly, man, what brought me into this AI space, bro, I'm going to keep it true with you, is some loss. Commodore 64, first personal computer. I have one. First one in the family. I have one. I lived through the dot-com boom.
Yep.
Lived through that. Didn't bank off that, but lived through that. I remember AOL dial-up.
Man, you going back now.
Lived through that.
Yep.
Didn't capitalize on it. I had some Bitcoin. I didn't hodl it like I was supposed to. Didn't make what I was supposed to. Lived through that. I'm not going to live through this AI wave and goose egg that. I'm not doing it. Mm-hmm. I'm not doing it. So honestly, that's part of where that came from, bro. I lived through some monumental industry changes.
Has technology always been an interest for you?
Check. So when I was a kid, I never had a dream. You know, like some people, I want to be a firefighter. I want to be a da da da. I just want to have money, have my time, and help people. That's really all I knew.
Sure.
That's really all I could tell you, bro. From the time I was 10 till now, like even now, I don't have a particular, I want to do this, or I just want to have money, time freedom, financial freedom, and I want to help people. That's really all I can tell you.
Right?
So, I got in this AI wave a few years back. I actually started working on a startup at the beginning of this joint, like when OpenAI was not even known yet. You know what I'm saying? I was helping. Actually, I contracted my company out to a partner of mine's company who had a startup who was building AI systems, and that's kind of how I got my feet wet. So. He and I did some great work over the past couple of years. We kind of parted ways last February. He kind of went in a different direction. He's went on to do great things as well. Hella proud of him. But it kind of left the door. It kind of left me sitting, okay, well, what am I going to do? Am I going to let this pass me by? Am I going to take the skills and experience I've gained over the past couple of years? Am I going to go ahead and enter into this and compete? Or am I going to sit back and plunk out? And it took me a little bit. take me a little bit to kind of.
Sometimes it does.
Yeah, because belief. Belief is a bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like you got to build it or die without it. You know what I'm saying? In this industry, because no belief, there's no nothing. There's no nothing until you believe in yourself. So took a little bit of time to kind of convince myself that, hey, you know what? I can do this. There's some things I don't know. There's gonna be some complications on the back end, order fulfillment and product delivery and things like that. But figure it out, bro. Figure it out. Cause if you don't, how you gonna explain this to your son in 15 years? How you gonna explain this to your grandsons when it's time for them to go to college?
That you missed out.
I missed out, bro.
That was there.
Come on, man. Yep. I'm in front of the wave and I missed it. I'm explaining it to my. Come on, bro.
Can you? See, because I get excited talking to you, man. That's why I'm trying to keep myself on topic here. But
true.
Like with Blockprint, what is it? What excites you about technology, about the things that are going on right now, that wave that we're talking about?
One of the things that excites me the most, man, is that as a Black man, as a Black entrepreneur, I know the most, a good percentage of our population are still scared. They're still scared of it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They want to ignore it. It's not going nowhere, bro. It's not going away. Running from it, acting like it's not there, not getting involved with it, blah, blah, blah. That's not going to help you. That's only going to hinder you, right? So Blockprint is kind of a two-sided house. I have a segment that services the business sector. Also, I'm building a segment that services the residential sector. I feel like it's well underserved in this AI space.
Can you speak to those just a little bit?
Sure. So, like for example, DBN, the Dream Big Network, or I call it the Big Network, the Do It Big Network, right? So DBN is a small business, small to medium-sized business that I would be able to help with some products that I develop. AI agents that'll be able to automate some of your mundane, not administrative duties, right? That doesn't help someone who's a housewife with three kids who has a meal plan and she has to cook every week and take care of her husband.
That doesn't help her. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
So I have a segment that I'm building that I want to be able to teach the benefits of AI or to share that information of how AI can benefit you in your personal life. Meal planning, scheduling. Simple stuff like that, where it can really help your processes at home, in your kitchen, in your bedroom, in your garage, right? In your garden, okay? Things like that where real life use cases for AI, for residential, for people who don't own a business. They have a 9-to-5 and they have a family, but they need some of their damn time back, right? I want to be able to help them as well.
That's awesome.
So that's where it's a two-sided segment. If you look at your social media, commercials, everything is AI for business, which I get it. That's where money's made. But what about us? What about my mama?
What about the everyday person?
What about my mama? What about exactly. My cousins? You know what I'm saying? Who don't, you know, things like that. What about them? Somebody needs to serve them too. Somebody needs to help them put their print on their blog.
So are these like bots, or are they AI types of tools or resources for the residential side?
Great question. Residential side, I'm actually development for some custom GPTs or bots, right?
Got it.
That can help. That was simple prompting. Prompting means commanding or just talking to the software, telling them what to do, can yield some real world results. Right?
Oh, nice. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yep. So I'm working on a couple things like that. But honestly, mainly in the residential sector, it's about educating about the software. It's really just about educating about what's out there.
Helping them to use it.
Helping them to know it's there.
To know it's there.
You can't use it if you don't know what's there, right?
And that could be everyday things, right? Like, so you're talking about groceries or to-do list tasks.
Yes. Okay, for example, I'm an autistic 13-year-old. He's awesome, autistic. That's my guy. I love you, Sejan. It's my guy, okay? But he has a very, very, very streamlined palate. He doesn't like a lot of stuff, right? Plus, he's my baby. You know what I'm saying? He picky. He like what he like. He don't what he don't. And he gonna tell you about it. Okay? And if he don't like it, he ain't gonna eat it. Okay? Now, ChatGPT, Claude, you know, Gemini, there are a number of AI softwares that are free, right? So you can plug in your I have a family of four. My husband has diabetes and these allergies, right? You can plug all this information in. You can tell, make me a 14-day meal plan with these things that I consistently buy from the grocery store. It'll make your meal plan. It can actually give you a recipe list for your meals as well. And if you have the right tech these days, it can actually go ahead and execute that grocery order for you too.
So let me ask you this really quick, since here, and everyone I talk with, man, in the network is like, I got to watch myself because I could go down a rabbit hole with you for about another hour on some of these things, but I want to be sensitive because there's some other questions I want to get to with you. But to go back to this, do you feel like obviously the technology is here, but XYZ, do you feel like there's just still a lot of lack of education, I guess you could say, for the everyday consumer that as regard to where a company like Blockprint fits in, do you feel like there's still like a big gap, like you mentioned, for a lot of everyday people that they don't really understand this stuff?
Huge. It's not a big gap, it's a fucking huge gap. And the reason why I feel that way is even amongst my own family, right? Like I have some cousins who are entrepreneurs, super hustlers. And I mentioned ChatGPT to some of them a couple of weeks ago. Some of them hadn't even heard of it yet.
Right. Like, just what? A few weeks ago.
What do you mean you don't have a ChatGPT? What's ChatGPT?
Crazy.
Real conversations.
Yep.
Okay. And these aren't people who are living under a rock, who just have a 9-to-5 and who aren't tech savvy, who aren't business savvy. Okay. Like one of my cousins, that girl. You know what I'm saying? She has a brick and mortar hair store and some more stuff. Okay. And then when I have general conversations, I'm doing my scouring, doing my trolling, I'll say, online and so forth. There's just a lot of misinformation. There's a lot of miseducation, and there's a lot of lack of it as well. And again, every single day the AI space grows, right? It grows. Every single day,
man.
So if you are just now getting into the space and you're trying to find some baseline information, bro, it's a lot of noise.
Yep.
It's a lot to sift through.
You guys are simplifying.
Thanks for that. Say that word right there. Simplify. AI can obviously, it's a lot to, it can get very, very complicated. I just want to kiss this thing. Keep it simple. Just keep it simple.
Right?
Keep it simple for the people, right? I just want to kiss the thing a couple of times, right? That's why Blockprint's business products are simple.
Talk about the business products a little.
Sure. Let's say, give me a service-based, okay, massage.
Massage, sure.
If I need one, I'm going to get one this afternoon. Okay, massage, right? Let's say you're a solopreneur, you have a massage business. Right, you don't get marketing, you're getting traffic to your site, people, you have good Google and Yelp reviews and so forth, so things are going well. But you're constantly steady answering your phone. The phone's ringing while you're in session. The phone's ringing after hours. What do you do about that? You're a business owner, Rocky.
Mm-hmm.
You know what missed calls mean. Missed calls mean missed money.
That's it.
And you don't even own a service-oriented business, right? Phone.
Yes, sir.
Now, if you miss 5 calls today and for massages, you miss a few hundred dollars today.
Yeah, maybe more than that.
Right? So what if you had someone, what if you could hire a receptionist? What would it cost to hire a receptionist to answer your phone calls? Take all your messages.
Putting them on full time.
Your appointments.
Part time.
No. 24/7, 365. Run that math. I'll wait. What's that going to cost you?
Oh, it's going to cost a nice.
Oh, it's going to cost about what? About 365, 24/7? It's going to cost you about $100,000 a year. Close to. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I take care of that. What if you could hire, I enable you to hire a digital receptionist that never takes a day off, never takes a coffee break, never has attitude, never gets tired of answering the same question, never gives misinformation, never decides to say something else today because she didn't like the way that was worded, is trained once, mm-hmm. and never stops working until you turn her off. That's what I do.
And I got to tell you, man, and I want to switch gears here because, again, I go down talk about these things about you, you know, talk about these things with you for a very long time because it excites me, man. And, you know, even the solutions that Blockprint is bringing, right, for even companies like mine, I think that it's amazing how much technology is changing because it's not just like, to your point, the receptionist, right, the bot. It's about the way you can program it and the things that this technology can do now, the amount of information that it can capture, you know, for your business down to the finite details of the customers that you might be missing or wanting to get. So I love it, man. I really respect what Blockprint is doing.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I want to segue here a little bit because I know that we got to be careful of our time here. But my next question for you that I wanted to ask was, where would you personally say that you are at this stage of your business for Blockprint?
I think I'm at obviously I'm in the building stage because there are new products, literally new products that I'm building on the residential side. I'm also in a place of discovery, I would say, because the business model that I'm in is changing. It's probably changed in the last 4 to 5 days, right? As far as the agency model, so I'm in a place of discovery and creation because I have a standard model. I have a standard model that I'm following, which is it's been around for a while between marketing and marketing agencies and so forth. So that's been around for a while, but that business model and the landscape of this business is changing at such a rapid pace. I have to stay in a place of self-discovery, right? Because my vision for Blockprint right now, more than likely come fall, will have to be augmented. It will have to be. Like I won't even have a choice, not because my business model was flawed, but because the landscape, the technology, the adoption has changed
for sure
in that amount of time. So, I'm in the place of building and discovery, also and in the place of perpetual creation. Because again, I know that there are some products that I'm developing now that are great and that are going to carry me through this year. But I also know that again, come this summer, there'll probably be some new stuff that I'm having to develop, not to fall behind.
For sure.
And not to get left by my company.
Well, and that's a big part of it, right? It's like, you know, you're in different stages of business, but it's like your company, even when you have your systems down, you've got things operating, you still have to be looking at what the innovation looks like.
I have to.
Or maybe the things that you need to be adding the next layers, right?
I have to. There's no way I could ignore that stuff in my line.
Right? For sure.
Because here's the thing. I kind of walk a couple little fine lines, right? Like I have products that give a service. So I'm a product and service-based industry, but I'm also a tech company. Kind of, sort of. I don't develop the tech, but then again, I do, because I build my own agents, right? And I don't want to fam a tech company because that puts me in a different space. But at the same time, I have to stay on top of tech, or how am I going to stay believable to my customers?
100%.
Right? So like I'm delivering cutting edge technology.
Yeah.
But if my stuff isn't cutting edge, why would you fuck with me? Why? My competition is killing me. Why? I mean, I wouldn't mess with me if my competition was killing me. So I have to stay on top of those things and I have to stay in the forefront. But then that's a fine line too, because all new tech ain't gold.
So your job, you have to find what is the gold, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You can then present that to the customer.
Yes, sir.
In the most simplistic way possible.
After I kiss it, right? After I kiss it, I have to then present it. And the only way I can kiss it really is to try it for myself too. Like I'm not rolling out any tech to DBN or to anyone else that I haven't proven to work within Blockprint.
Sure.
Right. So,
no, I love that, man, and I appreciate you sharing that transparency, right? About, because everybody's at these different stages. And this actually kind of leads me into my next question for you, which was, you know, what is your vision, or where would you see Blockprint being in like the next 3 to 5 years, right? So I think it's important for people to understand and see where business is at, but also understanding like what is your long game, right? And you know, where do you see yourself when in that next stage, right?
Okay, I'm gonna answer that question in parts. Numerically, next 2 to 4 years, my goal is 100 clients. At my price point, if once I reach that goal, $250,000 a month MRR, I'm good. That's a good financial goal for my company. That's doable. Mm-hmm. 4 years, that's doable. 25 clients a year, that's doable.
Yeah.
That's very doable. That's just Blockprint, the business side, Blockprint AI. Blockprint.com, which is where the residential stuff lives, where the dissemination of information, where my community will be growing and linking with DBN's community and other communities. That is a different thing. My goal for that, man, again, if I can reach 100 businesses, let me double that and reach 200 residences. And the thing about that is I have no revenue goal for that. I don't even have any revenue goals in place for that right now. That's just about disseminating the information. If I can reach 200 people, cool, I'm happy, right? And the cost for that will be covered from the business side. It will feed that because I feel like giving that back to my community,
for sure,
locally and on a national scale, will give so much value to my current customers, potential customers, and to my community that it'll pay dividends to take that from the business side and fund that for the residents. I just believe that.
Absolutely.
I just believe.
Well, and I think that much respect to you on that, because like, I think that that's the issue, right? Too, is like, I think it can be a challenge sometimes for business owners to say like, okay, well, where is my long game? Right. Cause we're so focused on the now. Mm-hmm. So I think that's great that you have that vision for like, hey, this is exactly kind of the area that if I'm in this space, then I know that I'm hitting, you know, the threshold for the things I want. And we had some folks on, right, on some of these other episodes, right, in our community. And, you know, for some of our business owners, that long game is more based on impact, right? Mm-hmm. Some business owners is more numbers, right? Mm-hmm. So I think that it's important to share different perspectives. And that's not to say it's all about money, right? Because impact should still be there.
Right.
But I'm a believer. Like I really, like even for DBN, right? There's certain numbers that I want DBN to get to,
right,
certain metrics that we look at. Right. So I think having that balance in both, mm-hmm, is important. And I think that's great that you see that long game for you.
I appreciate it, man. Though, because for me, you know, it's, I want to be happy too. You see what I'm saying? Like, don't get me wrong. Like,
right,
I want to be happy with what I'm doing. I want to be happy with the results I want to be happy. I want to be happy with the byproducts,
for sure,
of Blockprint success, right? Again, if I'm at, you know, 200 grand MRR, okay, financially, I can't scoff at those numbers. I can't have no problems with those numbers. But am I happy with what the company's doing to get that 200? Am I happy with the impact,
for sure,
on society? Am I happy with the impact on my customers? I'm billing them. But am I scaling their company? Are they scaling? Are their businesses growing? I've reached these 200 people. But do they know shit? Have I taught them anything? You know what I'm saying? Hey, they 60 days in, are they still as illiterate as they were when they first walked in the door? Because if so, I'm failing them.
Yep.
And I'm not about that. I'm not with it.
100%.
I'm not with it. Right? So.
And that education piece is important for you guys, right? Because, you know, you should be educated. I mean, you educated me on some of the bot stuff. Like, you know, I've had some really interesting examples even recently, mm-hmm, you know, even for DBN, where it's like, as we're going to these next levels and we've got these ambitious plans and goals, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at my software and our tools and even my tech team, some of the stuff that we were having some issues with, like I had to go and find some more answers, right, to build on top of it.
Right.
And some of these companies, right, that, you know, we had to get some stuff that we need to get updated with the website and stuff like that, making sure that the accessibility is there. Man, I was blown away at the education that I was getting behind the scenes on something. I'm like, I didn't even know that, man.
I'm sure that was
so dumb. Yeah. So to your point, like, I think that, I think that I can understand where you're coming from and saying that, yeah, you know, that impact, mm-hmm, and then feeling good, not just about the money that you're making, mm-hmm, or the scalability that you're achieving, mm-hmm, but the actual education, how you're how you're impacting your customers and them understanding what's going on and the impact that that's making for them.
See, because another another side to my business model is the consulting side as well. I'm also gaining an AI consultant certification, so I consult now. I want the paperwork behind me. You know what I'm saying? I'm excited to say I'm a certified consultant. And again, that I know that down the line, well, at least I hope down the line, that I'll be on someone's podcast stage or real estate somewhere. Again,
oh, I see it.
Disseminating information.
Yep.
Just sharing. I'm not a salesman, bro. I'm not a salesman. I'm a sharesman.
I like that, yeah.
I'm dope at sharing info. I'm one of the best at sharing info.
It's the best salesman.
I hate asking for the sale, though. I hate that. Two-piece asking for the money. I hate that piece. Well,
let me give you that an insight on that, though, too, is like, yeah, because I'm in sales. That's my background. Yes, like, I love sales. Okay. So I get what you're saying. But to your point, that sharing piece, mm-hmm. whenever you're creating genuine value for your customer, you are naturally selling.
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean?
Yes,
so like the two go hand in hand.
Sir,
you're sharing, you're giving value. The sale should come naturally.
It should come naturally.
You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
And I see that even with you guys, when you're educating people, you're saying, hey, this is how this service is going to enhance your business. The sale is going to come naturally.
Yes, sir.
So
see, it's
all perspective.
I want to be able to take that to say one of my clients and say now also, this is something for you on a personal note, how AI can help you at home. I know you're a busy wife, you're an entrepreneur, you run a company, da 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 da. Here's some real world use cases where AI can help you at home streamline some of your processes and get some of your time back and things like that as well. Thanks for being a client.
Yes, sir. That's good, man. Well, I wanna keep things moving here because I wanna make sure we respect our time here.
Yes, sir.
I got a few more things I wanna get to with you before we wrap up. And you know, I wanna touch base on just a couple of personal spaces right here, right, business wise, which is, you know, my first question for you in that area is, what are one or two of the biggest obstacles that you feel that you've faced since becoming a business owner or starting Blockprint? And, you know, just maybe a couple brief examples.
Hey, it's funny, man. You know, this is probably going to be a little, I'll say, cliche. But it's true amongst us. I faced me, bro. I had to face me, partner, meaning stand in the mirror and try to lie to yourself. Don't worry, bro. I'll wait. Get in the mirror. Look yourself in the eye and try to lie to yourself. Mm-hmm. I got in the mirror and dug in my own ass. Get out of your way, bro. You are who you used to think you are. I'm going to run that back. You are who you used to think you are. You just forgot who the fuck you are.
Right?
These are real conversations.
Yeah.
And bro, you've been with me through some of this. Cause we, you know, we've been networking for a little while now. I had to sit myself down and reshift my mindset. And I know that's been said to you before. And I'm gonna say it again because it's true. It's true. Like our biggest obstacles is often ourselves. Once we set ourselves right and just take a step. I don't care what the step is. I don't care what the step is. Just do something.
Try something.
Make a phone call.
Yeah.
Try a sale. Ask
for, write a business.
Just do something. Like what? Do something. Yeah. Do something. And then guess what? Do something else.
That's it, man.
Do that.
It's amazing how simple it is sometimes.
It's that
right?
Simple sometimes, Rocky. It's really that simple. Just do something.
That's it.
And then do something else. And then, oh, guess what? Do something else. That's really all it comes down to doing, bro. Is just getting out of your own way and then failing forward.
I love that, man. And now I want to kind of flip it over to the other side, right?
Sure.
So we talk about those challenges, but you know, what would you say is one of your greatest successes so far?
I haven't yet. I'm not satisfied with anything I've done yet enough to call it a success, bro.
Okay.
I got work to do, partner. I got work to do.
That's okay.
I've made some good steps, I've done some good things, success, but nah. I got a way to go before I'm going to call it a success.
Okay.
I'm proud of some of my actions.
So yes, let's reframe it a little bit.
Okay.
Are there any things that you can say that you feel like, even on a micro level, that you can say from Blockprint?
Yeah.
All right, I'm happy with that, or that I got
that I'm doing it.
That I'm doing.
Because I'm gonna keep it true. So one of the things that was in my way, the partner I worked with before, he had more knowledge in this space,
right?
Had more experience in this space, better funded, et cetera, et cetera. So there was a part of me that was like, well, man, if things didn't fill out right for him, why would I think that it would fill out right for me? You know what I'm saying? And I was just discounting myself.
For sure.
And that actually, I'm gonna keep it true, that actually kind of held me at bay for like 90 days. At 90 to 20 days, like 3 or 4 months, bro. Kind of had me just sitting still, literally sitting on my hands. Mm-hmm. Right. I got past that and I just did something. I want like one of my little personal things. Effort is sexy. Effort, hashtag effort is sexy.
I hear you, bro.
Because with no effort, there's no nothing.
That's true.
Absolutely. It takes effort to put your feet on the floor to get your ass out of bed in the moment. No effort, no nothing. It takes effort.
And it makes you feel more attractive about yourself, right? Because you're like, oh man, I did this. Yeah, man.
Even if I tried it and failed it. In that fail, I bet you I learned something. I bet you I learned what I didn't do right.
100%.
Right? So I didn't fall. I didn't fail. I fell forward, bro. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? Because I did something. I did anything. Hashtag effort is sexy.
I love it.
Right?
You're going to have to coin that one out.
Yes, sir. Yes,
you're going to listen and take that, man.
Be on the look for a t-shirt come soon. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man. But so, man, honestly, that's at this point, that's what I feel good about, is the fact that I'm doing is the fact that
something to celebrate.
Yes, sir. The fact that I'm no longer sitting on my hands, sitting on my laurels, and that I know there's some things that are coming up that are gonna be for sure. There are gonna be some things, some uphill battles to learn, bro. Yeah. I'm not afraid of them anymore.
Cause that's the thing, man. It's like we you know, in entrepreneurship, everyone likes to look at the finished product.
Yes.
Right, we always like to look at the business that's made it, that's done yeah, this. Yeah. You know, I always like to go back and using the example of like, I love the pictures of like Jeff Bezos when he had Amazon, you know,
in the garage,
banner in the garage. Yes, it's like, because yes. To me, and I can relate to that, man, because I remember those days where I was like bootstrapping it, man. And I mean, it was just ugly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
But to your point, it's like, so we get conditioned to only celebrate what's big, right? You know what I mean? And not all really looking at the things that, and knowing that it takes one stage to get to the next.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So,
yes, sir.
I respect that, man.
I thank you. And see, I believe, man, that pennies add up to dollars.
Mm-hmm.
You have to celebrate your small successes or you never get a big one.
Oh,
you never get a big one.
And I've got a saying, hundreds turn into thousands.
Yes, sir.
And thousands turn into hundreds of thousands, right? Hundreds of thousands. And then hundreds of thousands turn into millions, right? So to your point, absolutely, man.
You
got to pop the set, man. Get that first sale, then you can get to your second.
Without one, there's no two. Without two, there's no four. Without four, there's no eight. And you understand what I'm saying? And so you have to celebrate the things as you build. And sometimes you have to celebrate them silently to protect your energy.
That's a good point, man.
To protect your success.
Yep.
Right? From friends, from family, from foes. I mean, sometimes even from yourself.
For sure.
Because we can sabotage our own momentum too.
Yeah.
Right? So I believe momentum is harder to start than it is to carry. Harder to start than it is to carry. That's even physics. Right? Yep. So once you have the momentum started, once you have it started, you have to do everything you can to protect it and push it. I say push for progress and fail forward. Those are the ways that you protect your momentum.
I appreciate it, man. That's good, man. Dropping some game, man.
That's right.
I want to respect our, because we're coming up on the dot here.
Up on it.
So I just got a couple more questions I want to ask you really quick.
Okay.
And I'd just love to get your personal take on these, man. And again, you know, obviously, you know, Dream Big Network, the name.
Do it big.
Yes, sir. Big, right? So I'm asking everyone this year this same question, right? Is, because I think it looks different for everyone, which is, you know, starting with, what is your definition of dreaming big, right? Or what is dreaming big to you? What does that look like for?
For me, man, I use that. You probably heard this before, that old adage, man, if your dreams aren't big enough to scare you, then they're not big enough.
I've heard right? that one.
So, and that right there is obviously that's gonna qualify a different threshold for each and every one of us, right? Each and every person. So for me, my dream is again, financial freedom, time freedom. That's dreaming big to me. Being able to wake up, do what the fuck I want, when I want, with who I want, of course, still maintain and run, take care and run my business, but spend time with my family. I have a grandson who, man, this we might be watching this dude play D1 football in a few years coming up. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
I'm trying to be at every game every Saturday. You see what I'm saying? That's dreaming big to me. Right. I have a 3-year-old grandson who he papa. I want to learn tennis. And I used to play tennis. I met Arthur Ashe as a kid. I played since I was little. I just got a new high school tennis coaching job. So
yes,
I got things going on. But my baby want to learn tennis. Okay, so tennis is a special sport. But I want to be able to take my baby across the country to tournaments. Because if he want to play, he going to play.
Yes, sir.
Okay? And money ain't going to be the issue.
Yep.
That's me dreaming big.
I love that.
That's me dreaming big.
And that's
drive what I want.
Right?
Drive what I want. Travel how I want. My dad and my brother were professional drivers. I love to drive. I'm San Andretti. It's never one of my hashtags. Okay, I love to drive. Okay?
Yeah.
So being able to hop in. Son, what car are we taking today? That, okay, cool. That's dreaming big for me.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yep.
So, and those dreams are big enough to scare me. Those dreams are big enough to scare me. You see what I'm saying?
Look, I'm going through some things right now with some steps that we're taking, and some of these things are so big, it scares me, man. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Like, yeah.
Because it's just, it requires, it's a different version of yourself that you haven't seen, right? And
so, amen.
I love what you're saying, brother. Like, and again, I know it's different for everyone, but I think that that's relevant, right? To be able to share and for people to see, like, what is that idea? And I think that is very relevant, you know, to be able to have financial freedom, having the more than enough resources for whatever you want,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Whether that's smaller or larger.
Yeah.
And being able to have the time to enjoy those things, right?
You notice I didn't put a number on my happiness.
Yep.
There's not a number, right? I don't have to make $1 million a year, not to be $1 million a month. Freedom is the number. Freedom. I have lived in the energy and the vibration, okay? Where money just wasn't a thing. Really quick story.
Go ahead.
I go to the sink, turn the water. Water don't come on. Girl, did you forget to pay the water bill? Looked it up. Damn, I forgot. We started laughing. It's 9 in the morning. We broke up from home. We started laughing. Okay, well, if I'm going to pay it, because my wallet right here, you owe me $900. Go ahead, pay it. I'll send you $100. Key, 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 key. Now, I don't know about you, but in most folks' homes, a $500 building that just came up this morning, ain't no laughing matter, bro. That ain't to laugh about.
Listen.
You finna cry. Shit, we ain't got no work to how the kids go. Oh, shit. Bro, we laughed and picked a wallet. Laughed about the water being off and picked a wallet. For me, that was freedom, bro.
Absolutely.
That was freedom right there.
Yes, sir.
That was one of the most free days I've lived in my life. That's dreaming big.
I love it.
When I had that kind of freedom.
I love
where
it.
It just ain't a problem. It just ain't a worry.
Look, man, it said in the word before, it's money is a solution to many things, man. You know, so
it's true.
It solves many problems.
Yes, it does. You know, it doesn't buy happiness.
It deals with everything, but it can get a lot of things
yes.
taken care of, man. So
you have to be happy within. So money doesn't buy happiness. But money provides the freedom for you to live happy. I truly live happy. Like, you know, I mean, what happiness is a state you can't constantly live in. I feel like you should seek a place of contentment to where you wake up in the morning, you're content.
Yep.
As you go through your day, you're content. As you lay down at night, you're content. And then hoping you have many moments of happiness in between.
Right, 100%.
That's
I love it, brother. That's what I'm trying. Now, let me ask you just one last thing here, and then we're going to wrap
up. One more.
Can't believe we're coming up so quickly, man, on our time. But so to build on what you just mentioned about dreaming big, and I think this is unique in your circumstance, what would you say is one step that someone that has a dream, right, has a big one, whatever it is, right, or small, what is one step that someone can take to make their dream a reality, starting today?
Say blanket answer. Doesn't matter where you are or in your dream or not. What I would say is kill the fear. Go kill your fear.
That's a good one, man.
Now, that will be different things to different people. But for most of us, it's going to go back to something we said a little while ago. Just go fucking do something. Just go do something. Do something about your business.
In order to do that, that means, to your point, kill the fear.
Go kill your fear. Because if you make a phone call, if you go ahead and file the LLC, just file the company, right? Complete your business plan or share it with your mentor. If you just do something, pa 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 pa, you should know soften that fear.
Yep.
Now that may not now. Fear might pop back up. I might be wearing the vest this week. Reload. But go kill your fear.
I love it.
Go kill your fear.
All right, y'all. So that is Sylvester Grant, a.k.a. my guy, Sincere.
Sincere Sylvester.
Sincere. Can you please do our listeners a favor?
Sure.
Share where people can reach you at, contacts, all the things, website, IG handles, whatever.
Social media is going to be pretty simple. It's going to be Blockprint, BLOCKPRYNT everywhere. Right now, the sites are actually in construction. We have blockprint.ai, and that's going to be for everything AI, right? And then blockprint.com, which is going to be just kind of more general stuff. And then down the line, I'll have blockprint.info coming out, where it's just strictly info dump. But right now, just catch me at Blockprint. There's not another one out there, PRYNT.
Yes, sir. You guys heard it here. Thank you very much, Sincere.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Appreciate you, brother.
Yes, sir. You too, bro.
Thank you for tuning in to the Dream Big Network Business Podcast. And remember to dream big dreams and resolve to think solutions. Check us out at dreambignet.com, or you can follow us on IG at dream_bignet.